This is good. How many of you have been blessed already by the prayer summit this morning, this afternoon? I was here this morning. Nancy, thank you for your word. Amazing. I missed the afternoon, but this prayer summit has been an absolute blessing so far in my life. I want to acknowledge, you know, I was talking to Derek just about this. You know, I said, the prayer summit, you know, is this like the first year, the second? Yeah, I'm kind of in the loop here a little bit. And he's like, no, first year. And we were talking about it. I said, how'd that happen? And he's like, well, you know, God gave me a dream, and I just, you know, in like January, February, I decided I'm going to do this, you know, and he pursued it, and he prayed into it, and here we all are tonight enjoying the first annual prayer summit. So that's amazing, man. Thank you for listening to God on that, Derek. And, you know, this is really cool. You know, God spoke something, and you brought it to life. And, you know, I just want to acknowledge, too, Derek. You know, I respect him. I appreciate him so much. I resonate with his vision for this place. And, you know, many of you, you know, probably know this, obviously. But, you know, Derek left the world of business and the corporate world and the marketplace and safety and security because he had a vision and a dream for what God could do in a city with a prayer building and, you know, just devoting his life to prayer. And I just have tremendous respect for that. So thank you, Derek, once again. So tonight, I want to open like this. Do any of you have dreams? Like dreams, visions? I don't mean dream at night, although that's important, but I mean like dreams where God has spoken something into your life, about your life, or you've seen visions or had prophetic words given to you. Could you just raise your hand? I mean, and I'm serious, like if something comes right to your mind, like I have a dream, God, show me something. That's awesome. This is probably a little unconventional, but would like one or two of you in like 30 seconds or less be willing to share what that dream is? Would you?
My name is Paula LaFon, and God gave me a vision for Community Harvest Food Pantry 9 years ago. This last year we fed 49,000 people, and it was God's vision, his dream. It's his ministry.
Amen. That is awesome. Very cool. Very cool. Thank you very much. Anybody else? You know, God's given you a dream for your life, a dream for something you'd be willing to share quickly? Going once. Do you have one? I appreciate it.
It's really short and simple. My name is Amy, and God has just been impressing to write. I've been given so much of his love, grace, and freedom that everyone who doesn't know God is going to, there's just something big that's going to happen. I don't fully know it, but it's to write for his glory so that so many others can be impacted for him.
That's awesome. Thank you. Thank you very much. Can I get one more? Just one more. I could do this all night. This is fun. One more. Just anything God's shown you? Dream, vision?
That he's going to restore Central Illinois, Peoria. That he's going to, this summer is going to be amazing. Well, it's going to be a downpour of his Holy Spirit. He's going to be transforming. And this house of prayer is definitely going to be the bonfire of Central Illinois. And if it's going to play in Peoria, it's going to play everywhere. And Jesus is going to, he's taken over. The kingdom's here. And he's on fire. We're all part of this. Each and every one of us. All right.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll tell you what, this front row is on fire. Jeez. Well, all, you know, God's given all of us dreams and visions and things that, you know, he's planted in our hearts. And I want to give you a word tonight. I did that specifically because I want to give you a word tonight. This is not part of our, you know, message per se, but this is something that God just dropped into my heart recently when we were, my family and I, we took a vacation, and we went to the great country of Texas. I don't know if you've ever been there before, but that place is massive. We just cruised around Texas. We did a lot of fun stuff, and you know, but I love vacation. Like, God speaks to me on vacation. Like, my heart is just open. I'm free. I'm like a kid, and the chambers of my heart are just open. And God just so, I just feel him so strongly. And Anyway, so we're on vacation, and we're having a great time. We drive. We're a family that drives all over the country. So we go to Minnesota and Florida, and this time we went to Texas. But I love that. When we drive, I just get to be with my family. We're all stuck in a vehicle, you know, for a long time. And, you know, and when the kids settle down, they get doing things, I just have time to pray and listen to podcasts, and it's just really good. So anyways, we go to Texas. I have a really great vacation. God's really just downloading things, and Derek had sent out a text, just reminder to everyone that was speaking and a part of tonight, just, hey, you know, just be reminded, you know, God's put on my heart to dream big dreams. You know, we want to dream about what he wants to do in this city and things like that. And so that was kind of tucked back in the back of my mind, which was, you know, just his thoughts there. And Jared and I had already kind of talked about everything that we were going to, you know, speak about tonight. So I wasn't really preparing anything or thinking about anything specific. But we're coming home from vacation, and I am driving, you know, it's at night, the kids have settled down, it's about 9 o'clock at night, I'm somewhere in Oklahoma, and I'm driving, and I just begin to say, God, you know, just speak while I drive, just speak to me, I'm listening, and I'm just driving along, and all of a sudden, I mean, it came in really quick, really fast, right into my heart, and he said this, he said, live the dream. And at first, like, I heard that, and I'm like, man, that's really cool. Live the dream. And but I didn't, you know, I had a lot of thoughts going on. So that wasn't the only thought, you know, he was telling me. So I just keep driving along the road. I'm like, man, that's really cool. And all of a sudden, about 10 miles down the road, here it came again. And I knew, I mean, it just came right in. And God said, live the dream. And when he said it that second time, it caught my attention, and I'm like, God, what are you saying? You know, what are you trying to say here? And so I began to pray into that. And as I began to pray into that, I kind of started chuckling a little bit because you guys might have heard that before. I've heard this before. I'm in the contracting business, and many times I'll go into like a department store or Lowe's or Menards or whatever, and I'll be like, hey, what's going on? And, you know, I mean, some of you might know I'm good. The first thing I hear, living the dream, you know? And, I hear that at least like once a week, if not once a day, you know, everywhere I go, living the dream. And, but what's that mean? You know, what's that mean when you hear that? It means they're not, right? I mean, they had plans, they had ideas, they had things they wanted to do with their life, and this isn't it, you know, and that's kind of what they're throwing out there. And God, even when I was laughing about that, God, he said to me, he said, be reminded of this. He said, every time you hear that, and I want you guys to have this. Every time you hear that, be reminded that God wants you to live your dreams. Like, he wants you to live them. And Lou Engle, he says, when God created you, he created a dream, and he wrapped a body around it. And something about that is just so powerful to me, that, you know, we're more than just flesh and blood. I mean, we're dreams here, and God wants these dreams to come alive. And so live the dream was just kind of theme. Here's the actual word. Here's what I believe God was saying, and here's what I want you to pay attention to tonight. God said, and this might be for one person, or it might be for multiple, might be for all of us, but he said this specifically. He said, I've given you permission to live your dream. And I saw like a green light, like a go light. And so I don't know if that's for anyone specific tonight, but that's the first thing he says. I just given you permission to live your dream, and it's a green light. And the second thing he said, which I just believe this, and it's very much what you just said, and more confirmation with something Jared just sent me last night. But he said, I mean, this is what I feel is his impression. I believe that we are coming into a season where he is going to quicken our dreams and the time frame between our dreams and reality. And we're coming into the season. If we have faith for it, he is going to quicken that. And he's going to just go, whoo. And I mean, some of you have had dreams and visions and ideas for your life that you've carried for like 20 years, 15 years, 40 years, whatever it is. And I just believe that for some of you, those are going to come to pass. Those are going to come to life this year. And I believe some of you are going to get prophetic words and dreams and visions like in the next week or two, maybe even tonight, you've signed up, if you've signed up, maybe even tonight, God's going to put something in you tonight. And I believe that God's going to quicken that. And it might even happen in the next week or two. And that's just what he gave me. And as I, let's see here, where am I going? As I was preparing to give that, thank you very much. Jared sent me a word that someone had given just recently. And this came in last night. You know, God gave this to me on vacation a couple weeks ago, but Jared sent me this word. And this guy says, the word was acceleration. He said, God is about to accelerate some things in your life. And check out this word, guys. I was blown away reading this when Jared sent this word. The guy said, you're going to have a two-day pit stop this week. And then God's going to accelerate you into some things in your life. Does that sound like a two-day pit stop? Derek, prayer summit, 2 days. Two-day pit stop. And we're supposed to fuel up and let God fill us up. And then he's going to accelerate us into some things. So anyways, I want to give that word. So if you want to receive that word tonight, just raise your hands. We're just going to receive this quick. Just raise your hands. Raise both your hands. Father, we just receive what you're saying right now. Father, we receive it. We receive your permission, God. We receive your green light, God. We thank you, God, that you are behind us, God. That you are pushing us, God, to live our dreams. God, and I thank you that you are going to quicken and accelerate some things in some people's lives tonight, Father. I thank you for what you're going to do. I pray, Lord, that you will implant faith right now for them to see it, God. Fill them with faith to see the fulfillment of their dreams, Father, and the fulfillment and the acceleration of what you want to do in their hearts and their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good? Good? All right. This is awesome. Tag teaming something with my brother. This is like the coolest thing of all time. Man, seriously, though, like what he's saying... You want to, like, this is just hitting me as I was sitting on the stool there. Not like the stool, you know, but the stool. Like, how fast God is accelerating. Like, seriously, my whole family was, like, laid up, like, 8, 9, 10 weeks ago. Like, with down with, like, the flu, the legit flu. Like, we were sick, laying on a couch, and had no idea about a prayer summit. All right? This was, like, January and February. And fast forward now to tonight, and it's like, right now, you guys, it's awesome, like, what's happening here. This, Josh and I, right now, in front of your face, are, like, seeing the manifestation of a dream of our hearts, right? Like, it is, like, there is so much history to this. Like, obviously, we grew up in the same house and this and that, but we're, like, we're legitimately best friends. And Josh has a whole unique set of giftings. I have a whole different set of giftings. We have talked honestly for years about, gosh, wouldn't that be so cool if the two of us could link up together and do something? Like, I don't even know what it is, but like a business, a ministry, those are obvious things, but like, you know, something, I don't know. But we just, you know, we're both busy, and it's like stuff gets put on the back burner. I'm spitting all over the place, man. And so tonight, you know, it's happening for Josh and I. And we're about to dive into this a little deeper, but like right now, like we are seeing the fulfillment of prophetic words that have been spoken over us. We're seeing the fulfillment of dreams, visions, and in my opinion, best of all, we're seeing the fulfillment of the desires of our heart. Like we are seeing that happen. Like God put desires in each one of us, and he put those in there. Like, you don't have to, like, try to justify those or this, that, or, like, roll with them, man. Like, he put those in there and just, like, go after it. Pursue it. And the verse that, you know, always just hits me on this, you know, delight yourself in the Lord. He will give you the desires of your heart. And the Lord has so revelated that verse to me over the years of when you are delighting yourself in me, him speaking, not me, when you're delighting yourself in the Lord, you are actually getting a piece of his heart. And so, honestly, what's happening is when you're delighting yourself in the Lord, He is simply getting the desires of His heart through you. And so you are linking up hearts with the King of Kings, and all of a sudden it's like, yeah, man, I'm going to give you those desires because those are my desires. And you are the one that, you know, if you receive and accept the invitation, it's all yours. You can run with it as far as you can go. And so tonight, again, you guys are witnessing it. We have, you know, been in close contact these last few months. And even what led up tonight, I'll give you just a snippet of the history of this. Like, this isn't just something we whipped up yesterday and Derek said, hey, you know, can you guys come and talk? This, like, we always get together, hang out, Josh and I. You know, if it's once a month, you know, whatever time allows. And we'll hang out. So we, you know, grew up in a home where we saw the model of kingdom business. We saw the model of full bore business, full bore kingdom of God. With our dad, you know, many of you know Scott, and I'm Jared Schilling, that's Josh Schilling for those of you that don't know us. But he modeled that for us. So we grew up in a home where we saw that lived out. Well, then, you know, you move out, you get married, and, you know, you, kids and all of it, and business, and you know, there's this place that Joshua and I have each been through where it's like we've had seasons of time where you're involved in different type of ministry outlets and that you can kind of give expression to what the Lord's put in there. But then it's like, man, you know, we got to provide. We got to be full-time jobs too. And it's like there's this inner struggle of like, what do you do? Like, we really want this. We really want that. And here's what's happening. Here is what the Lord is inviting us all into. He's inviting us into the merging of these two. Kingdom business. The Lord stamped this on my heart in 2011. Just that phrase. I was literally driving to Chicago to shoot some photos, to do a job, and I was praying the entire way up, and the Lord absolutely stamped it on my heart. I called GoDaddy on my way to Chicago to see if kingdombusiness.com was available, you know, for a domain name, and it was. I didn't do anything about it, but it was. And it left an imprint, man. And that was, that was in 2012, I believe. Fast forward a little bit. T-Man, dude, we were sitting right up here. I said, Tyler, we're going to start a kingdom business prayer meeting. All right? This was November 12th, 2013. It was pitiful, dude. It was me and Tyler sitting right over in there, and I had my prayer journal out, and I wrote, First Kingdom Business Prayer Meeting, you know? And it was raw, man. It was real raw. It was we were going for it, but it was like, man, but I want to tell you something, honestly. Like, that could be looked at as like, eh, whatever. But I believe, Tyler, that there were seeds planted in these floorboards that day. I believe if we peeled these things up, we would see a root system underneath this, man. Because there was a seed planted in there for kingdom business. And it's the Lord's timing. And there has been prayer in here, more so than probably in most of our homes, between that time and tonight, that has been watering that seed, guys. And we are so confident in what the Lord is inviting us into right now. God wants to be your business partner. All right? If you work at Walmart, if you are a doctor, if you own your own business, that's not the criteria. That's not what matters. What matters is He is wanting to fill you with such a faith and an expectancy that you will go into your workplace and that you can just expect the favor and the presence of God. These are the two things that Josh is going to dive into this a little bit more here in a couple minutes, but the favor and the presence of God in the workplace, that is what we're going after. All right. So that was in 2012. There's been lots of, you know, enough prophetic words to fill up a bathtub, man. It's like, when are these going to manifest? You know what I mean? And so now here we are. Let's go to November of just this past year. And Josh and I, again, I touched on it, we get together sometimes. That afternoon, we got together at Chili's to grab some lunch, just catch up. And something was a little different this time. I'm not joking. And we left there, and we just stopped out in the little foyer of Chili's, and like, man, like, God, it was like almost this, like, kind of like restless. Like, man, there's got to be more to this, man. Like, you know what? We should get together and pray. Like, we should get together and pray together sometime. And that honestly really didn't happen after that. But what did we decide? Let's just go our separate ways. Let's connect again in a few weeks. And you pray and I'll pray. And just like, just believe that, you know, specifically for Josh and I, that the Lord's wanting to do something here. And we feel like it's probably about time. And so we met again, I think, out down at Texas Roadhouse. And it's always over food. And there was a little bit more to it that time. And Josh kind of felt some strong urgings. I felt a little more. There was a little more direction. There were nights, you know, even after that, where we hung out in the truck and prayed and talked. And the Lord started to give birth to this thing. And here's what it is. I'm just going to come out with it, man. So what's happening is the Lord is calling us to pioneer a movement of the merging of ministry and business. All right? This movement is going to be a prayer meeting. That's what it is. That's where the movement is going to be birthed out of. That's what it is right now. Where it goes from there, only Lord knows. But probably here, I think we're probably May, we're going to shoot for this happening. And what the Lord has called us to specifically in this is a men's Christian prayer meeting revolving around business, the workplace, your hopes, your dreams, this, that, and the other. The prayer meeting, the Lord has spoke that it is going to revolve around three things. Prayer, number one, worship, and testimony. If we get outside of the bounds of any of those three things, we know that we've kind of moved off of his directed path. Okay? So prayer, you know, we're going to seek his kingdom first. And guys, we are going to believe that we are going to see some crazy stuff go down. I'm not even joking with you right now. Like, when you go into work, we are believing that you're going to go in with an expectancy that you can't wait to even open up your email inbox. Because who knows what that next email could be? When the phone rings, you look, I mean, like, who knows? Crazy connections, crazy, I mean, miracles, signs, wonders in the workplace, right? Not in church necessarily, not when you're out doing evangelism, not when you're meeting with your small group. We're talking about when you go to your stinking 9-to-5 job that you expect the presence of God to go ahead of you, pave the way, and just do some crazy things and blow your mind. So that's what we're going after. That's what we believe God has given us an invitation to. And that's what we believe he's inviting, you know, all of us into. And so with that, you know, with the favor, the presence, the Lord has really hit on my heart is that faith is what attracts the favor and the presence. Faith. Because honestly, like unborn again people, they have a certain amount of favor just based on the principle, if you follow godly principles, if you're a giver, you're going to receive. If you're one that, you know, even though you're unsaved, you encourage others. The Bible says, he who refreshes will himself be refreshed. You're going to get some encouragement back. There are kingdom principles that even the unsaved world is going to reap good consequences from, right? But what we're after here is the presence of God. The presence. And I believe that's reserved for his people. I believe his presence is a whole nother level. This is what's going to distinguish us from our coworkers. This is going to distinguish us from our competition out there, that we are going to carry the presence. And all of a sudden, the game changes. When the presence of God is resting on your business, on your workplace, on you just going and being a laborer, all of a sudden, the game changes. All right? And so we are believing strongly for that. We're believing that faith, that we're going to just carry a new level of faith. And the Lord was even speaking. I don't know where Derek is. Derek, you in here? Derek, honestly, stay here. Like, I believe the Lord has this for you, man. That it was just yesterday. Hebrews chapter 1 just hit me really hard. And what faith is. And it says that faith is the substance of things hoped for, right? And the evidence of things that we haven't seen yet. And I know Derek, and he's got a dream, a big dream, that 24-hour prayer and worship will operate out of this place. Like, live web streams are awesome, following it, it's all got its place. But Derek has a dream that it's going to happen here. That, like, this place will look like this and more. And I believe that, Derek, you can begin to say that. That you can begin to tell people that this is going to happen here. And here's why you can say that, based on your faith. And if someone comes up and says, well, Derek, you know, have you, you know, statistically, have you taken the demographics of the area, taken some polls, who's going to be there? No? Well, what's your evidence? My faith is my evidence. Because here's what the Bible says. It says that faith is the evidence of things not yet seen. So if we're believing to see something we've never seen before, and somebody wants to say, well, how's that going to happen? Well, you can say, my evidence is my faith. Like, my belief. Oh, that's it? Yeah, that's it. That's what the Bible says, my evidence. That's what I can hinge every single thing that I'm believing for in my life. I can hinge it on faith in God. Faith in his faithfulness. Faith in who he is. Faith that Isaiah 55 is in fact right when it says, no word out of my mouth is going to return to me empty. All right? It's going to go out. It's going to accomplish what I meant for it to accomplish. You are going to be fruitful. It's going to happen. Right? Because we have faith in a God, and that is our evidence of everything we are hoping for and believing for. And so that's where Josh and I are just like immensely fired up about this. So we're going to start this group. The name of it's going to be Wildfire, the presence and favor of God in the workplace. Josh could go into deep, but Josh was given a prophetic word, and he's going to even go into how that looked, not the prophetic word, but where it came from necessarily. And the Lord spoke to the man that Josh met, all right? Big time business dude, all right? And Josh links up with him, and he's got a little one-on-one time with Josh and says, hey, do you believe in the prophetic ministry? Josh says, yeah. He said, here's the deal. He said, when this thing he didn't have language for it yet. It was just like, man, there was a wrestling going on though. When it births in your city, whatever this is, it's going to spread like wildfire. All right? And what you just said, you know, earlier tonight, man, if it plays in Peoria, it's going to play here. If it plays in Peoria, and that it's going to be a fire. There's going to be a fire going out of this building, guys. And so we are so confident, so excited, and expectant to see what God is going to do in this next season with the merging of business and ministry. I'm going to hand it back over to Josh here, and he's going to dive into it a little more.
So that's it. You know, Jared talked about it a little bit. You know, that's what we're after. I'm going to give you a little bit of my backstory here, why this is so important to me. And I think some of you might relate a little bit. Obviously, like Jared said, I grew up in a home where business and ministry was hand in hand. I know he didn't go into it a whole lot, but my dad, what he did is he did photography all through the week, but he reserved Wednesday. Was it just Wednesday? I mean, you dedicated, well, it was several days. God was always speaking. But, you know, he took a day out of his calendar, at least one full day every single week, and he ministered. He did, college and career groups, and before that he did youth groups. And so growing up in that home, in our home, we saw, you know, business, we saw ministry. And as I grew up, I had a love for both of those things. Like, I had a love for business, and I had a love for ministry. I mean, it was like, I loved Monopoly, and I loved reading my Bible. Like, that's what I did when I was young. Like, I just, like, it was there. Like, I just, something about it. I love business. I love ministry. But here's the deal. I struggled. I had a struggle going on in my life. And let me tell you what the struggle was. I felt that every time that I moved, you know, this is as I started to get into my teens and my early 20s. Every time that I moved towards, let's say, ministry, I had to close the door and put business on the back burner. And then if I felt, you know, okay, God, you know, I've got to make some money now or I can't live or eat, you know, I mean, I go back into business, I get all fired up and I'm going towards business. And as I'm going towards business full blast, I'm closing doors and turning my back, and it seems like letting the fire go out on ministry in my life. And I struggled with this into my teens, into my early 20s. And into my 20s, part of the Shekinah College group. You know, God was really moving. Things were happening there. But I was also working, and I had lots of different jobs working. And then one day, I just really felt God impress. You know, Josh? I mean, not so much that I felt impressed, but I just felt like I needed to put an end to this struggle, okay? So I decided, I know what the answer's got to be, right? God trumps business, right? I mean, God trumps business. So here's the deal. God, I'm selling everything. I'm giving it all up. I'm moving out of my house, and I'm going to Bible college. Like, I know that's God. You know, it's got to be. And I'm going to end this struggle. I'm going to go to Bible college, and everything's going to work out, and I'm going to live happily ever after, you know? And anyway, so I go to Bible college, and guys, I'll give you the premise for this here. Where am I? Oh, here we go. Same page. The premise is this, like this just, you know, to set this up, this wasn't like a little college, like in somebody's house or something, somewhere across the country. I moved all the way to Arizona to go to Pastor Tommy Barnett's Pastors and Leadership College. And are any of you familiar with Pastor Tommy Barnett? Quite a few of you. Amazing guy, God. Amazing God. Yes, amazing God. But amazing man. So many things have come out of that that church, Phoenix First Assembly. Adopt-A-Block. How many of you heard of Adopt-A-Block? The Dream Center. Guys, all that was birthed out of Tommy Barnett and his son Matthew Barnett and their vision and everything. So I am so fired up that finally I'm going to get on the fast track with my life. I am going to pursue God. This is all going to be amazing. And so I get there. And guys, I'm 2.5 months into Bible college, and it is going great. I'm really excited. I'm loving it. I'm living out in Arizona. That was fantastic. Just everything's going really good. And they call a special chapel that day. Again, 2.5 months in, they say, yeah, we've got a special chapel. Let's meet in the auditorium, you know. So I go to this special chapel, and they say, guys, we know that you've been called here, and you're pursuing your Bible college and your ministry, but the state wants to do things a certain way, and our college wants to continue to run a certain way, and we don't want to line up with what the state's doing, and blah, blah, blah. So the school will be closing at the end of this semester. And like, when I felt like I just put myself where I felt God would absolutely want me to be, you know, go to Bible college, go pursue that, move across the state, you know, and then this bombshell, you know, school's going to close at the end of the semester. So I was just trusting God. I'm like, God, I don't know what happens from here, but here we go again. You know, what am I supposed to do with my life? And so I came back here, you know, there was work here. And I came back here, and I did pursue ministry. I went to several churches, and I pursued college ministry. And guys, I don't know if you know, but you know, college ministry is not that old, not that long ago. When I went to pursue churches to see if they wanted to do college ministry, it was still kind of like before its time. Like, they're like, well, why would we need a college ministry? And I'm like, well, I don't know. I just think God really wants me to, you know, do college ministry and stuff. And they're like, well, we don't really think our church needs that right now. So anyway, so I'm like, okay. God, all the doors are closed. Like, everywhere I'm going, all these doors are closed. So if that's the case, I don't know what else to do. I'm going to go back to business. But, you know, I don't ever do anything like just, I'm just going to go do business for a little bit, see how I go. Like, if you know our family, the Shillings, we're like extremists. Like, it's just in our nature. Like, if I'm going to do something, I'm going all the way. You know, I'm going all the way. I'm giving it 110%, God, unless you change my path, you know. So I'm going 110% full tilt towards business. God's leading me in directions. I started a real estate investment company. That company's going really, really well, and it's building, and it's growing. And 15 years go by, guys. 15 years go by. And the call and the ministry, and stuff, that's still in there. You know, it's buried in there somewhere. It rises to the surface sometimes. You know, when we had the garage group and stuff here, Nancy would ask if we'd speak, and that was such a blessing, Nancy, because like all of a sudden, yes, I can, you know, feel that again. I can feel what it's like to pursue ministry. And, but anyways, but apart from those few things, you know, I was just going full tilt business. And about 2 years ago, I am, you know, God's been really good with business. It's been really, you know, it's been really, really good. And I've just been I was doing some market research and some things for my company, and just like I was on the computer one night in the bed in our bedroom, and I was on the computer and I was researching some stuff, and like Jerry was talking web names, different stuff to go with my business, Schilling Properties, Josh Schilling, you know, all this kind of stuff, and I'm just typing stuff in, and all of a sudden this video pops up. And you know how sometimes when you search for something and like YouTube will throw like a video up, like maybe you're interested in this. Well, this video pops up, and guys, if you, God knows how to get your attention. This video pops up and it says, Josh Schilling, wealthy businessman giving his testimony about God in business. And I'm like sitting there, I'm like, what in the world is this, you know? And I wasn't even in like this spiritual mode mind. I'm just jamming away on business. And in this video, Josh Schilling, wealthy businessman, giving his testimony. So, you know, I got to click it up. So I click it up and I start to look at. And guys, this guy named Josh Schilling is in Atlanta, Georgia at this church called Victory Church. And they have dedicated the entire service to this businessman giving his testimony and sharing about how God wants to validate those in the business world. God wants to, you know, confirm to you that your business is your ministry and that he's anointed you for business. You know, and he starts talking about, you know, you think your success in business, things you're doing, but, you know, God has anointed you. He's put you there for a reason. And the reason that things are happening in a certain way is because he's got plans for you in that place. And I'm just, you know, I'm watching this and I'm just blown away. I'm like, you know, what is this all about? And anyways, so I watched the whole thing. And this guy goes into prophetic words and, I mean, gives his whole testimony. And it was really, really cool. And I'm like, who is this guy? Josh, another Josh Schilling. Like, and so much in relation to what, you know, was in my heart and things that had gone on in my past. And I related to him in such a way. He was in the construction industry. And just even in his talking, I just related so much to this guy. And I'm like, I got to figure out what in the world. Something's going on here, God. Something's going on. I got to figure out who this guy is, what's going on here. So I start looking him up on, you know, what, you know, I see some of his businesses and things like that. But I see that he lives in Destin, Florida. And guys, to many of you, that probably means nothing at all. But I go to Destin, Florida every single year. And I've already scheduled a trip to be there in about 2 months. And I, as I'm looking at this, his church is literally right where I go every single year. It's, you go to the mall, and instead of going to the mall and take a left, you take a right, and the church is right there. And that's where this guy's based out of. And I'm like, well, what are the odds of this, you know? And so anyways, so I'm looking up on the internet, and I'm looking him up, and I'm like, man, this is just so wild. And I'm looking up the staff and the people at this church. And here, you know, here comes this guy, you know, and it says, Josh Schilling. And it says, business pastor, Destiny Worship Center. Guys, for the first time in my life, business pastor. It's like I saw the merging of what was going on in my heart for so long. You know, that this merging of business and ministry. And all of a sudden, I began to just weep. You can ask my wife. I mean, I just began to weep. Like, I don't know what God's doing. But I got to get a hold of this guy. I got to see what's going on here. So I emailed him, and, you know, I figured, who knows? He's going to think this is spam, you know, coming from another Josh Schilling in Illinois. You know, if I email him, I'm like, hey, you know, I watched your testimony. I was encouraged. You know, is there any way we could get together? I'll be in Destin, Florida in a couple months. And, you know, I didn't know if he'd respond or anything like that. And sure enough, I mean, like in half an hour, boom. Hey, dude, that is awesome. You know, come down, check it out. Come down to Destin, visit me, man. So anyway, so to make a long story short, we went on our trip. We get down to Destin, and this is what happens. He says, where I want you to meet me, he says, meet me at the church. You know, meet me at the Destiny Worship Center. He says, I wanted you to meet me at the men's business prayer meeting. And I said, okay, cool. I'm like, what is that? Men's business prayer meeting. And he's like, oh, you're gonna love it. It's awesome, you know. And so anyways, I show up and I walk into this church, and as I come in and I go into this room, you know, as you know, guys were getting coffee and coming in the room, and guys, the atmosphere was just electric. Like, these guys were all talking about their businesses, and they're all there to seek God and seek His direction for their businesses and for ideas and dreams and plans that they, you know, that they're working on. And just, you know, so we're all in this group, and everybody's excited. The atmosphere is just charged. It's awesome. And then Josh Schilling, the other Josh Schilling, is sitting right next to me, and he's whispering in my ear. He's like, "Hey, you know, this guy right here, Peter Bosswater, he developed, like, the whole left side of Destin, Florida." And he's like, "And this guy right here, his name's John, whatever, he developed, like, the whole, like, business development, hotels and schools and churches and all stuff." And he's like, "And this guy over here, he just brought a Chick-fil-A to Destin. And this guy over here, he works at the coffee shop. And this guy over here, he works at the post office. And this guy," and he just goes around the room, and he's just talking about these men and their trades and this. And we're all there, you know, as businessmen seeking God. And as the meeting goes on, this guy like raises his hand. I mean, it was a Bible study, but it was more than that. Like, they didn't even hardly get into the Bible. It was just the encouragement and the prayer and the encouraging other businessmen, other Christian businessmen. And so anyways, this one guy raises his hand. He says, "Guys," because they were asking people how they were doing and how their week was going, all that. He says, my business partner just cheated on me. You know, not cheated on him, but cheated the business, stole all the money out of the business. And I got to go back this afternoon and I got to sort things out. And I just don't know how I'm going to handle it. I don't know how I can deal with this. And, you know, the men, I just watch these businessmen surround this guy and just pray and seek, you know, just God's wisdom, understanding for that situation and seek him, you know, see him through that. And I say all that to say that I saw in reality there what I want to be a part of here. And, you know, there's just something about combining God and business and ideas and possibilities and dreams and combining all that just makes me come alive. That's just who I am, you know, and that's who a lot of people are, I know, that I've talked to. And for 2 years, that was, you know, over 2 years ago now that I left Josh Schilling, I've been carrying that. And for 2 years, I've been trying to find a place where I can go where this is happening. And for 2 years, I have not been able to find a place where this is happening. And I've realized that just there's a void. You know, there's a void. And there's a void of that happening. And you can go to a men's Bible study. You can go to small groups. You can go to all these different things. But there is just... you know, where can you go where the ministry focuses on the health and the encouragement of those in business and praying for one another and believing for one another? And anyways, so that's what this is about. That's what we're going after. Just bringing this home here for a second, kind of what just fuels me and what excites me and stuff is like, I was at a wedding the other day, Chris and Owens, many of you guys might have been there. And David Ackerman, where's David? David Ackerman, there you go, right in front of me. I just walk over and start talking to him. We connect, and we haven't talked all that much, and we just connect, and we start talking, and we start talking about business and God and all these different things. And then even in that, David's like, "Yeah, man, God's taking me this job, and I love it, and everything's going, you know, good, but I'm trying to build up to, like, 25 clients or so. Is that what I'm trying to build up to, like, 25 clients and we're talking," and my heart just went out, man. I just want, like, I'm like, "Man, David, like, I want to get around this guy. I want to pray with this guy. I want to see this guy not hit 25. I want to see him hit 35. I want to see him hit 45 clients. You know, I just want to see," this is his boss sitting right here in the second row. But, like, I just want to, you know, that's what it's about. Yeah, that's what it's about, you know. I just want to, that's good. Go for 50 clients. I just want to see God do that in people's lives. That's just my heart for, you know, I want to minister to them, and I want to pray for them, and I want to see that stuff happen. And Jared has, you know, like, what is it, 100 weddings, 200 weddings, something you're going for in your business?
100 would be awesome.
100. We'll pray for 200. I mean, like, that's, I mean, like, I just want to get around people like that and just pray for them and see these things happen in their life. And if those are struggling, people are struggling, they can't find their place in business, you know, be able to pray for them. And anyways, the Bathroom Brothers, the DeMauro twins, you know, they've started a recent business and things. And I just want to see, you know, you were just telling me about it tonight. I just want to see that thing explode for God's glory, man. So anyway, so that's where it's at. Jared and I, a little more to this than us just talking about our excitement here. You know, we want to be a part of a community of, I call it B&Os, and Bezalels and Oholiabs. We want to be a part of a community of Bezalels and Oholiabs. And you can read about these guys. They're in Exodus chapter 31 and in chapter 36 through 39. So guys, if any of this pertains to you, write that down. Exodus 31 and Exodus 36 through 39. And I'm not going to go into all of that because of time. But they were the two men that were commissioned to build the tabernacle and everything that was inside of it and the ark. And God commissioned these men to do this work. And he did it, and you'll read about this. You'll read about this when you read through this. He did this. What he says about these men that he's commissioned to do this, he says, they were filled with the Spirit of God. They were masters of their craft. They had the ability to help and teach others. And they were creating a place together where God's presence could come. That's what these men were doing. And Jared and I want to be around a community of men like that. Again, I'll read it again. Filled with the Spirit of God, masters of their craft. You know, pursuing excellence in their jobs, their workplace, you know, who have the ability to teach others and help others, and, you know, who are creating a place together where God's presence can come. And I know we're getting close on time. I'm going to rip through this really quick, these last couple things. And this is pretty quick. God's been showing me, I've been studying favor, studying presence. God's shown me one thing that's been really, really important. Obedience. Let me back up just a second. As we are part of this community, we're after favor and presence. That's what we're after together as a part of this community. And so I've been studying that. What does favor look like in the Bible? What does presence look like in the Bible? What happens when God's presence comes and people are experiencing God's favor? And God's been really telling me this: obedience precedes favor. Obedience precedes favor. And guys, I believe that we've become content with a mild amount of favor in our lives. At least I have. I know that. I've become content with a mild amount of favor. And I believe that's also relative, that I've become content many times with a mild amount of obedience. Like, I let so many things in my life that just shouldn't be there. You know, I want to go after God, and I need to up my game in obedience. And God was just telling me, if you increase in obedience, I will increase in the favor that I want to show to you in your life. And so as I've studied these things, I'm going to rip through just a few people: Mary, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Gideon, Moses, Esther, Ruth, David, Daniel, Joseph, and many, many scriptures in the New Testament. This is what is the result and the fruit of God's favor, okay? And I want to encourage you with this tonight. Just listen to these things, and I believe this is what God wants to happen in our lives. And as I read these things, just mentally imagine, you know, you can close your eyes even if you want, that this stuff is happening. This stuff is happening for you. It says that when God's favor is on your life, you will be blessed everywhere you go. Your family and business will be blessed. Enemies will be defeated. Everything you put your hand to will be blessed. You will have abundant prosperity. God will open the heavens of the storehouse of his bounty on you. You will lend to many but never need to borrow. You will be the head and not the tail. You will always be at the top and never at the bottom. And you will have peace and wealth and be fruitful and prosperous and protected, and you will have rest and promotion. You will be given property and possessions, procreation, prosperity, relentment of punishment or disaster, move to a place of honor, given treasure, given wisdom, given knowledge, shown miracles, shown signs from God. How many want that stuff? I want that stuff. And I believe God wants that for us. He wants us to walk in more of his favor. And guys, let me tell you something. I want one thing to not be confused, that when we pursue favor, and when we're talking about favor, we're not talking about earthly gain, okay? We're talking about favor so that we can fuel the kingdom of God, so that we can advance his purposes and his plans, not our purposes and our plans. But as God pours out favor on you and in your business and everything else, I just believe that that's what's going to help ignite the kingdom of God as we're focused on using it in that way. And I just want to read one prophetic word really quick, and this is the end of my chat here. This was a prophetic word out of, it's off the Elijah's list. And I read this a little while ago by a guy named Stephen Powell. But the word says, the Lord would say, I'm looking for a company to emerge. A company who knows the weight of the sword and the power of the pen to emerge and to lay waste to the enemy's financial kingdom in this season, says the Lord. Walk boldly with the mind of the Lord. But who will have the mind of the Lord? Who will search my ways in this hour to get past their religious ways, to fully take on my kingly robes? For as king, you must possess the financial streams and be unashamed with mixing finances and ministry in this hour. For if you do not, the enemy will continue to use your inheritance for his own gain. And this is not my purpose, says the Lord. For I have sought for a David in the people, and I have found that David who would storm the enemy's gates and even take those gates at great expense, feeling no fear or pressure from man at all. In these great exploits, even the exploits of finance in this day. But I intend to multiply this anointing among the saints, even in the churches in this day. But it will be a move of the glory, not according to labels and cultures that have gone before. It will be a new wineskin for prosperity and wealth in the kingdom, which I will give. Take up this mantle. I speak to you now, my people. Take this new mantle. Take this new wineskin and do not allow the enemy to shame you in any way. For until you take on this kingly nature, this kingly identity, unashamed, I, the Lord, will not release its full blessing into your life. For you, my people, have cowered in fear, saying, what if I'm bunched in with a certain kind of people, a certain kind of person? What if they see me like they've seen others who have abused money in the kingdom? But I say, let all these thoughts and worries flee from your heart, for they will hinder you from moving forward in this new anointing, says the Lord. I want to be a part of that movement. All right, we will wrap it up. Are we good, Derek? We're doing good? Okay. One thing I just want to say, that what we're talking about is going to be started and finished out of the place of prayer. That's where we're going with this. It's going to be prayer, prayer, prayer. That's where it's going. If the Lord tells us to put our hand to something, we will. But we're going to go out of a place of prayer. And we are believing that this prayer is going to produce testimony, guys. And testimony is very, very important. Because the Word of God says that the... I should have had this open. But help me out here with... that's a good one. But it's not the one. That the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Right? So... And Gabe, I don't know why, but you just hit me on this one, man. Like, you're going to be able to share your testimony with someone one day. They're going to come up to you and say, man, I'm just under this boss. I just don't get it. I don't like this season of life I'm in where I work this, that, and the other. I feel like it's just almost oppressive to me and my spirit. I want to be free. I want to be my own boss. I want to make my own hours. I want to work my tail off, but I just want to do it on my own time, this, that, and the other. And Gabe, you're going to be able to testify to that. You're going to be able to stir up in them. And when you testify, simultaneously, what's going to be happening is you're prophetically declaring that to happen to them as well.
Because the testimony of what Jesus has done in each of our lives is the most powerful tool we have in our belt. And when we start declaring and testifying to the goodness of God, we are prophetically inviting him to come and do it again. All right? So if the ministry team wants to come up, we are going to have a time here, the worship team. And prayer leaders, Derek said you kind of may know who you are. So Derek, obviously, if you want to come up. And those of you that are leaders in this weekend, the prayer summit, we want to have a time where you guys just come up. If you received from this word, that you come up and get prayer, get impartation of faith, expectancy for your dreams, the prophetic words that are still laying dormant in your life, for them to come to life, that for business, for finance, whatever it may be. We're believing that the Lord is in this season of answering, giving favor, giving his presence. And I'm going to finish this with a prophetic word I was given in 2011. Okay? And you're welcome to do your thing back there. But there's a girl, many of you might know her, Laura Roberts. 2011, this was not yet the Greater Peoria House of Prayer, all right? This was the garage. It was in a transitional state. There was a coffee shop below, this, that, and the other, all right? Laura was at what was the Blockbuster Video right across the street, now the Family Video, okay? She says to me, Jared, we were sitting there. My mother-in-law was returning a DVD, and I just looked across the street because they were big time in the garage, this, that. And Schilling Photography, the business that I operate, is the next door over here, right? So she says, I looked over, and the Lord just showed me this whole picture of the block, okay? She said, but it wasn't the garage anymore. It was a house of prayer, okay? This is in 2011. And she said, and right next to it, you know, is Schilling Photography. And she showed me people lined up at the doors of both, that there was all this hustle and bustle and people moving in and out of both of those doors, Schilling Photography and the House of Prayer, all right? And I absolutely received that from me, but I believe it was a prophetic sign of that the when this vision comes to pass, that the Lord is igniting the merging of the movement of prayer and the kingdom businesses, and that it is going to combust. There is literally going to be a wildfire, and his Holy Spirit is going to begin to breathe and begin to blow, and there is absolutely no limit to what God can do with this. You know, and Nance, your word this morning was unlimited. Right there, pierced me. Unlimited. Unlimited. What the Lord could do if we accept his invitation into this. All right, so if prayer leaders, those of you that want to minister, and then also those that would like to come up and receive ministry and receive prayer. Yep.
I just want to say, if there's anything in this message, what Jared and I were talking about, that like, you know, that's you, like either the struggle between, you know, somewhere, you know, between business and ministry, or and you want direction, you want God's direction for your life, or if, you know, you're feeling like, yes, I want to turn my business over to the Lord. I want to partner with him. Like, I want to see awesome things happen for his glory so that, you know, I can be a part of what he's doing on the earth, and I don't feel restricted and limited and always can't pay my bills and can't even, you know, survive till Friday. You know, I want to see things happen so I can be free, you know, to minister and do things. Like, if any of that stuff's you and you want prayer tonight, like, just come forward and Jared and I will pray with you. I'm sure many others will pray and speak into your heart as well. So if that's you, come on up and we'll pray for you.